There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're kicking it off right now to talk about you, your health, your life. It's all about you. So remember this, that the body changes every single day, and your health really is your greatest wealth. So does it come down to genetics? Well, sometimes. What grandma and grandpa passed down to you, whatever you're dealing with, high cholesterol, diabetes, struggling with depression and anxiety, yeah, our health matters. And the choices we make every single day, they matter too. But really, when it comes down to it, you got to look and say, okay, am I living the way that I want to live? Am I making the choices that I really want to make? Or am I just stuck in a rut? Am I just following patterns that I've been following for a long period of time in my life? And you have to just realize that there's time for change, but nobody else can create that change but you. So we're going to dig in a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about you, your life, your health, get to some calls here in just a minute. But just ask yourself a question. Number one, with whatever you're dealing with right now, do you want to get well? See, that's the question. A lot of people talk about it. We think about it. We read articles. We start to drink more water, maybe exercise a little bit. But you're still taking three or four medications, and you still are really not at peak condition of where you feel like you need to be. You feel like you could do more. If you're in a place where you feel like you can do more, then you really, deep down, don't have that desire to want to get well. Because the second question, follow-up to that, always is, are you willing to do what it takes, no matter how hard it might be? Are you willing to make sacrifice? Are you willing to make choices? Are you willing to make changes? Are you willing to get up early and exercise? Are you willing to eat those extra meals because you know you need to? Are you willing to get extra rest? Are you willing to forgive others when maybe you don't feel like it? To release yourself. So when it comes down to it, it comes down to choices that we have every single day. That's what we have. We have choices. But no one else can do any of these for you. I can't. Your wife and your husband, kids, your coworkers, your friends, family members, nobody. And I mean no one can take responsibility for your health but you. So the choice is yours. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to kick it off with Larry. Larry, let's go to you. What's going on? How can I help?
Yes, sir, doctor. I was wondering, I sometimes buy a chili sauce that contains sulfites in it. It's the last ingredient, and I stop eating it because of that. I wanted to know a little bit about that and your thoughts. And also, I started drinking goat's milk a few months ago, but it's pasteurized. It's the Meyerberg type.
Right.
And it's really, in my area, the only kind I can get. And I was wondering if that is just as bad as cow's milk since it's pasteurized, or what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, that the homogenization, pasteurization, and all that is, you know, obviously with milk products, I'm a big fan of raw milk, obviously, just because of the benefits that it can bring you, and just the health benefits are incredible. But yeah, I mean, goat's milk itself, the kind that you buy, the Meyerberg, it's a good brand, and yeah, it's still got some denaturization to it. But I'm a bigger fan of that than the cow's milk, just because the casein protein a lot of times is hard for the body to break down. But if you go raw cow's milk, that's a whole different animal. And maybe in your area, from a store-bought, you might have a bit of a challenge finding what you need. But if you look around, you might be able to find some local farmers that you can get the raw cow's milk from or the raw goat's milk. Depends on the state laws and depends on how they have everything set up. But sometimes you can get involved in a co-op within a farm, and you're able to get milk. And there's a lot of ways that they've got it handled that are pretty set up. So that's what I would look into, just if you're looking at milk, dairy products, and that sort of thing. The sulfites, nitrites, all those. The reality is, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. And if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you many times can lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. But you have to be willing to make the change. No one else can make those changes for you. You have to. Ben, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hey, how's it going? I've been listening on the phone here, and you pretty much answered my question, what you said just a second ago. I'm 37. I'm a repairman that travels. I drive about 1,500 miles a week, and, well, Monday through Friday, and then if they call me out on the weekend, it's more than that. But I've got a lot of pain in my back and my hips and my knees, my feet, and I don't take anything for it other than, you know, over-the-counter stuff. But I stopped taking that because my dad got liver cancer, and he never did anything bad, really. I mean, as far as smoke, he never smoked or drank or anything like that, and that stuff can't be good for my liver. And I've really been suffering from my pain lately, and I do go to the gym. Sometimes I go frequently, sometimes I don't, and that helps. I try to stay away from carbohydrates, stuff like that. I am overweight right now. But I guess I just need to exercise more, you know, and get up early and make an effort to do that.
Yeah, it makes a difference. It really does. It's all about lifestyle. It's all about making a decision, making a choice for what you want. And that's really what it comes down to. So, I mean, what if you had to say, is it the pain you're wanting to deal with or not deal with, or you want to come up with solutions for a better lifestyle, or all of it?
Well, it's the pain that is debilitating for me. I mean, it's bad. I grew up on a farm, and I got a lot of physical activity. In the past 15 years, I've been doing this, driving around and fixing stuff. And, being sedentary all the time has taken a toll on me. So, and I do, like I said, I do go to the gym frequently, sometimes more frequently than others. I try to go at least three times a week. Sometimes I'll go 5 or 6 days a week. And I do cardio, and I lift weights. And that does help. It does. But at times, my work won't allow that, you know, unless I'm getting 4 hours of sleep a night and getting up and going. It just won't allow that. So I didn't know if there was some kind of natural supplement I could take to help alleviate some of this pain. I know that when I was a child, they came around in school and told me I had scoliosis. And my family doctor at the time when I was a child, he told my parents one of my hips was higher than the other. And so I don't know if that's contributing to my pain. I assume it is, but I'm not sure. I don't want to be, like you said, I don't want to get that victim mentality and say, well, this is just the way it is.
Well, and there's a lot that can be done, really. I'll tell you what, I've got a couple of questions for you. When we come in out of this break, we'll talk a little about it, about the pain you're dealing with, and come up with some natural solutions, even some lifestyle methods that can be very helpful. When you're dealing with chronic pain, you don't just have to be doing pain meds or anything like that. There's a whole system of what you can do. We'll get into that when we come out of this break. Hang tight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237 extension 129.
Call now 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272 and get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can go online. We also can help you go to the next level in your health. We've got our preferred wellness providers, a great network of providers around the country, growing in our network, people all over, right, probably in your backyard, that are connected with us, that believe the same way we do, all this wellness-based and nutritional preventative-type care, which really helps you go to the next level in your health. Now, going on the break, we're talking with Ben, talking about just having some chronic pain issues. Sometimes it's there and it gets alleviated by working out, exercising, but a lot of times it just kind of sticks. Now, give me a little bit of history, Ben, just real quick, about kind of medicines that you've taken and the directions that doctors have taken you so far. I know they told you you had scoliosis and that sort of thing, but give me just kind of your typical routine at this point.
Okay, well, at this point, my typical routine is to work out and try to exercise as much as possible and just try to, bear with the pain and that kind of thing. Now, in the past, doctors have prescribed me everything from Ultrums to hydrocodone, and I did take that for a couple of years, and then I stopped taking it because it just made me sick feeling. It did help with the pain. It was kind of changing my personality. I didn't like the direction I was going in. I have a grandfather who has been on hydrocodone for probably a decade, and I've noticed the changes in him while taking that, and I wanted to break free from that. I didn't want to go down that path, so I stopped taking it. And over the counter medications, as far as ibuprofen and Tylenol, they really don't even begin to touch it. So I don't take them anymore. I did for a long time, but I finally decided, this isn't working and it's just bad for me, so I just need to gut it out. And that's where I'm at. I'm at a point where I'm only 37, and I'm thinking if I hurt this bad now, and I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I'm no sissy. So I'm thinking if it's hurting this bad now, well, what's going to happen to me in 10 more years?
Well, that's a good way to look at it. It's a good way to think about it, because you're thinking, okay, why is my body breaking down at this point, and then where is it headed? And, the big deal is you got to look at your habits. See, inflammation in the body usually starts in a couple areas, but one is in the digestive tract. You get the digestive tract working better, and the body starts to work better. And so that really should be the focus, even though you're working out and all that, which is great. That's a big part of it. But eating, as far as the overall health goes, is like 95% of the overall equation, because we are what we eat. What we put inside of our body becomes our body, our cells, everything else. So when you're dealing with something like this, the big issue is to make sure that you're not doing any type of inflammatory foods. In my book, I talk a lot about this, is not having and taking in a lot of inflammatory foods. You want to eat anti-inflammatory foods. So staying away from grains, breads and pastas and cereals and crackers and that kind of thing, flour, grain-based foods, because they can stimulate, because of gluten that's in there, can create a lot of inflammation and cause issues within the body. Now, the other
which is really interesting, cow's milk dairy, pasteurized and homogenized, a lot of people have food allergies to that. So you remove the top two food allergies, and then you begin to see the body functioning at a better level. It can at least remove the veil. A lot of times when you have eat foods that contain inflammatory or things that cause inflammation, like gluten, when you remove that, it's like you remove the veil. And then you can see truly what's causing the body to break down. So if it's, you know, fibromyalgia type symptoms, if it's arthritic pain, whatever it is, you can start seeing that. And so if you've got any issue at all, I know your family doctor's probably already talked to you, but if you have any issue at all with the spinal structure, probably would want to have an osteopathic physician that's a DO that still does a lot of spinal based work, because that's where the DO degree actually began, or a chiropractic physician, which are well trained in working on the spinal area, the structural aspect of the body, bones, muscles, nerves, that sort of thing, and making sure that everything's where it needs to be. They can also correlate that from a nutritional perspective to make sure there's nothing left unturned. And then that way you'll have kind of a good window of people that are helping you and guide you in that process, because it's all about getting the right team around you and having the right tools to really go to the next level in your health. And that's what it comes down to. It comes down to you creating new lifestyle choices that can create a brand new you. Like you said, you got habits right now, and you feel like you've been handed a deck of cards at 37, and you're like, man, this can't be all there is to life. There has to be more. And I'd be thinking the same way. I wouldn't want to stop here. So it's about aligning yourself and creating some systems with some guidance of someone. And that's why I think getting to a provider like that would be so helpful, because along with you making your own changes with food choices and eating good lean quality proteins, making sure you've got plenty of healthy fats, omega-3 fats, plenty of those, and your carbohydrate sources, make sure they stay in a lower glycemic range. See, once you start adding all that together and you start focusing on that, you start going to the next level. And really, that's where you want to be. So I encourage you to get on a new lifestyle plan. It's not about just taking a supplement. It's not just about, you know, taking more fish oil or vitamin D, which those are going to help. And with any kind of chronic pain, you always want to look at those. But it's about getting a new eating plan. You've already got your exercise down, but it's about that. It's about increasing your water intake, half your body weight. It's what's usually required or suggested. So all these things and being consistent with those are the things that are going to help the most. Reducing the inflammation of the body, that's the key. Once you remove all the inflammation from your lifestyle choices, then you see where you really stand, because a lot of times eating the wrong kind of foods can flare up things in the body up by 60 or 70%, and you think you've got all this going on. Keep me posted how things go.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. The pink slime maker cuts down the production. We've heard about the pink slime that they've been putting in the beef, and they said scaling back the production of the beef product. Well, Beef Products Inc. said Monday that it will suspend production of the ground beef filler in three of its four plants, according to news reports. The decision was made after several social media outlets were swarmed with concerns about the product when pictures surfaced in early March showing its appearance during production. Well, a petition seeking to get the product removed from schools was signed by hundreds of thousands of concerned parents, causing the U.S. Department of Agriculture to allow school districts to stop using it. Now, several major supermarket chains, including Kroger, Safeway, and Super Value, along with certain school districts along the U.S., have recently said they would no longer purchase or use meat products that use that ingredient. Well, the product has been used for two decades. Sad. And the USDA says it meets food safety standards. That's unbelievable, actually. It says the product's made from scraps of meat left over from other cuts. Really? No, the scraps are heated up and spun to remove most of the fat, and then the lean mix is compressed into blocks and used for ground meat. The product's exposed to ammonium chloride, or hydroxide, gas to kill bacteria such as E. coli and salmonella. The result is a product that can be as much as 97% lean beef. Critics have argued, though, the meat trimmings are more likely to carry bacteria, and that's including them as a filler in ground beef increases the risk of infection. So Beef Products, Inc. will suspend production of the ground beef filler at their plants in Amarillo, Texas, Garden City, Kansas. And the good news is if we can control the way we live, control the way we eat, make better choices every single day, then you can come up with new ways to be able to go to the next level with your health and with your life. But you have to choose. No one else can do that for you. I can't. Only you can take responsibility for your health and your life. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. Be glad to take it part as part of the show. And don't forget our preferred wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area. Great team of people that are growing every single day along the country. I mean, Waco, Texas, you've got out in California. We've got them in Kentucky, all the way in Alabama, up in Michigan, New York, down in Florida. They're growing all over the place. So it's exciting to see the folks coming on board. So if you're listening in those areas, anywhere in the country, and you need help, we've got people that can help you go to the next level in your health. Ted, you're with us next on the phone. How can I help?
Hello.
Welcome, Ted.
Yeah, it's about sleeping problem. I mean, I work nights. Mostly I start after 3. And the earliest I can go to bed is midnight, but mostly I can't. I mean, like, I can't sleep. I mean, even if I lie on bed. And then in the morning, I have to I wake up at about 5 because I did it all my life. I mean, I was raised to wake up early, but at the same time, I have to do some stuff like, taking my kids to school and everything almost every morning. I talked to my doctor before 2 years. The only thing she told me is that she can prescribe medication, and I don't want to take the medication. And I'm trying to do some natural stuff or whatever. But now what I wanted to ask is, like, after I came back from my staff, doing my staff in the morning, I try to compensate, like, the rest of it.
So let me get this right. So you're having a really tough time sleeping, right? You really didn't take any medicine for it, so you just kind of deal with it, and you're not sleeping that well, and now you're having concentration issues. Is that right?
I can't sleep only like maybe after 2 or something, and then after 3.5 hours, I wake up. I can't go to sleep, but then I try to go to sleep back at about 8 in the morning. And still I can't sleep, but I try. And then what happens is I'm just lying in bed, and just in case I can get some sleep, but maybe 1 hour or whatever. And I think because of that, at about this time, almost like after 5, 6 p.m., I feel drowsy, sleepy and everything every day, wherever I am.
All right, so you can go to sleep. Or you can't go to sleep, and then when you finally get there, you can't stay asleep, right?
Yeah, but one thing is that recently I tried to lie in bed at least if in case it helps. But I heard recently telling that long sleep or long lying on the bed in fact has some consequences. So I'm just
it can make you more lethargic, make you more tired actually just by laying around.
like that. Have you ever taken any type of medications at all? Have they given you antidepressants? Have you ever taken any of those drugs?
You mean for sleeping?
No, any type of medication, like antidepressants or anything like that.
No, never.
Okay. Because a lot of times there's a couple of things happening. You can, when you can't sleep like that, you've either got one or two things happening, okay? Number one, actually one of three, you've either got a lot of emotional stress that you might either know it's there or not really know it's there, and that can be a big issue. And that can be resolved. But number two, you could have brain chemistry instability. So you could have some deficiencies nutritionally in the body that could be causing an instability in things like serotonin, which are your brain chemicals that cause certain things to happen, or acetylcholine or dopamine or GABA, any of those. Any of those could be factors for what you're dealing with. So that's first and foremost what you want to look at, is have someone evaluate that. You can do that with blood work, or doctors can look and dig around and try to, you know, try their best to figure that out. But the other issue that you want to look at for sure when it comes to the sleeping issue is cortisol. And cortisol is a stress hormone. Do you drink much coffee?
Not much, but I drink really coffee all the time.
Yeah. So coffee is a big issue, and you have what you call cortisol, which is a stress hormone produced by the adrenal glands. And it's normal. This is what's normal. What's normal is cortisol kind of weans off during the day, and when you go to bed at night, it really comes to a screeching halt. And then through the night, you don't eat. Obviously, you're asleep normally, you know, 7-8 hours typically for the average person. And then cortisol rises as you sleep, and then it comes to a peak in the morning where it's elevated. Like when cortisol is elevated, you cannot sleep. It just keeps your body up, and it keeps it awake. And so many times you've got high cortisol levels in the morning, and so that wakes you up, and you're good to go. But many times when your body gets really stressed out, cortisol can stay elevated throughout the day, and it stays elevated at night. And what happens is it reverses. And so your cortisol will actually be low in the morning. That's why people have a hard time getting out of bed. Then it goes high at night. Well, the problem with that is you can't go to sleep. So then it creates the vicious cycle. Don't go to sleep. Don't sleep well. Cortisol's up. It's down in the morning, so you can't get up out of bed. And then you just get in the cycle where it's very tough to recover. So creating an environment where your body can really thrive in its health, keeping the adrenals healthy, cortisol, by cutting out coffee. I mean, coffee is a big, the coffee bean itself, it's not even the caffeine in the coffee. The coffee bean itself increases cortisol in the body. And so that's something you got to really be careful with. I'm always a bigger fan of green tea because you got the caffeine, but it actually has components in it, polyphenols, that actually will help balance cortisol levels in the body. Matter of fact, when you drink a lot of green tea, a lot of people end up losing a lot of belly fat. Well, the reason they're losing belly fat is because it's been managing cortisol. When cortisol is elevated, you gain belly fat. So that's why it's important to make sure that you've got the right nutrients coming on a regular basis. But even bigger than that, getting blood work done from a nutritional perspective that will look at if there's any nutritional deficiencies. Is your brain chemistry off? Is your DHEA and your cortisol levels, are they off? Now, they can do that with blood work or saliva. Saliva testing is actually a little bit better when it comes to DHEA and cortisol. And a lot of different doctors out there can do the saliva testing and get you the results that you need. But yeah, when it comes down to it, you want to make sure that your DHEA and your cortisol levels are in balance. Because if they're not, that usually is one of the big factors. And then you want to look at brain chemistry all the way around. And also you've got to deal with subconscious. I know, like I was talking about, because the mind is amazing. So even though you may feel like you go through life and you handle things well, if you get to a place where you feel like you're not, then that's where the challenge comes in. And that's where, you know, obviously you could have repressed emotions and all that kind of deal. So that all plays a role. When it comes to your memory, comes to your focus, you want to make sure that you're getting everything that you need. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Join us on Twitter and Facebook at Get Well Radio. If you want to tweet during the show, we'll be taking your questions that way. And we're going to be going and doing some things here very soon that will
kind of keep you up and see exactly what you think, because I want to get your thoughts on it, and we'll make it a part of the show. Again, Twitter and Facebook, both at Get Well Radio. You can join the conversation and be part of the show. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is that if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, many times you can lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. But the choice is yours. And the reality is, the choices we make today can and will determine the health you'll have tomorrow. We'll be right back.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
With the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. All right, new list for men to avoid heart attacks. All right, there's a new list out. So I'm going to give it to you right now. You know, heart disease is one of the leading killers in America, and we're seeing it more and more. And, of course, our diets definitely play a role. Now, the challenge with the heart is this. All of our organ systems in the body, for the most part, regenerate very well, meaning that you could do some pretty dumb things for a long period of time, and things can break down, but you can rebuild. For example, you can remove half the liver. And it will completely regenerate. Take out half the organ system. And it will completely regenerate. Quickly. Less than a year. Most cells in the body regenerate and turn over about every year as far as regenerating. And the cells, brand new cells are created every 120 days, 90 to 120 days. So it's pretty incredible. But the heart, unfortunately, the tissue of the heart, does not regenerate. So we have studied up to this point. Brain tissue doesn't either. So it's interesting. So we got to do everything we can to support our heart, keep our heart healthy in that regard, make sure we get everything that we need. And so here are some new tips for kind of avoiding heart attacks. Number one, drink 5 glasses of water a day. This is pure non-chlorinated water. And I still think go one more level than that and drink, you know, half your body weight. So they're saying 5 8-ounce glasses a day. So it's 40 ounces a day. So it probably needs to be about double that. But that's what they're saying here in the study. They said the water dilutes the blood, making it less likely to clot. That is true. Convince your mate to stop smoking. Non-smoking husbands of smoking wives face a 92% increase in their risk of heart attack. Breathing secondhand smoke boosts bad cholesterol levels, decreases good cholesterol, and increases your blood's tendency to clot. Work out for 30 minutes 4 times a week. That shouldn't be a tough one. My little stickler is 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. Middle-aged men who exercise vigorously for 2 or more hours cumulatively per week have 60% less heart attack risk than inactive men do. That's a big one. 60%. And also lose 10 to 20 pounds. If you're overweight, dropping 10 to 20 pounds lowers your risk of dying from a heart attack. And the 10-year study found that overweight people had heart attacks about 8.2 years earlier than normal weight victims. Now, here's an interesting one, too, is that they're saying that if you eat an orange or 2 oranges a day, 1 to 2 oranges per day, not orange juice, but the actual orange itself,
that it will cut your heart disease risk and chances of having a heart attack by 65%. My goodness. I thought an apple a day kept the doctor away. Well, an orange a day can keep heart attacks away. So think about that. How simple would that be? Eat an orange every single day. Make it part. Make part of your breakfast. Dump the orange juice. I'm telling you, the juice themselves, it's too much sugar, number one. It's way too hard on your overall system because it increases blood sugar. And it causes the body to secrete more insulin, which it doesn't need to. When if you eat an orange, it has a glycemic index of like 15, which can barely even remotely touch the blood sugar levels. So interesting. Couple of tips to help with heart disease, one of the biggest leading killers that we're facing today in America. Quote for the day comes from Hervin Melville. Life's a voyage that's homeward bound. Very true. Jim, let's go to you next. How can I help?
Yes, Dr. Andrews. I wanted to ask you about the health benefits of coffee.
All right, let's talk about it.
Okay. I've always been a tea drinker, but I've just recently started drinking regular coffee, not decaf.
Okay.
And I must say, I do feel better.
All right. Well, you feel better because you're getting your caffeine, number one. Then you get a little bit of that from tea, but you get about double that in coffee. But also, you're getting the benefits from it are the fact that it's increasing cortisol. That's what makes people feel so good. So you probably had adrenal fatigue. Adrenal glands are pretty worn out, tired. You start drinking coffee, and of course you're going to feel tremendous. That's why people love it, and that's why Starbucks is like the number one, one of the number one chains out there, is because people get so addicted to the feeling of what coffee gives them. And of course they love the taste and all that. But that's what coffee does. But see, it's got, now I will tell you this. They have done a study, and we know that drinking a cup of coffee every single day for men can lower the risk of prostate cancer by 65%. So that's a big statistic. And, you know, and so it's got some benefits. It's got some antioxidants in it. I'm not anti-coffee. It's just over a long period of time, drinking too much coffee, it has a lot of negative side effects. And one of those is it will lower acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is the brain chemical that our body uses for cognition. So for cognitive memory, and just for our overall brain function, I mean, it really can wreak havoc on acetylcholine levels and lowering those. So you want to be really careful with that. And, you know, obviously if you can switch to other drinks, like you were saying, you're a big tea drinker. If you can switch to other drinks like drinking green tea, these sorts of things, it can make a huge difference. And it can really take you to the next level with your health. And so if you've never been a coffee drinker but you've started, I mean, I would do it very sporadically and not make it a typical daily habit. Even though there's great prostate benefits, the other benefits that outweigh it, really, the negative side effects of what cortisol does. See, cortisol, when it's at high levels in the body, and when you drink coffee, one cup of coffee raises cortisol in the body for up to 7 hours. One. So if you're drinking like two or three cups, you're just like one big walking bottle of cortisol. And so you got to be really careful with that. Switch over to green tea. It's got nothing but great benefits to it. There's like one bad thing in green tea unless you got autoimmune disease of some kind. It can affect that negatively sometimes. But yeah, I would really, really think twice about drinking a bunch of coffee on a regular basis. All right, puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. And we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? results, fast results. In fact, Ferrolac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Ferrolac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Ferrolac is formulated for powerful results. Ferrolac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Ferrolac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Ferrolac.com.